Welcome to Eye to the Future. I'm Joshua Youngkin. The following article was first posted to Journal and Courier in Lafayette, Indiana, cross-posted to Evolution News and Views as well. You can safely bet on this. If, as seems likely, a bill is proposed in the Indiana legislature next year that would allow public school students to hear both sides of the evolution debate, critics will distort the content of the law and the reasoning behind it. You'll hear that Discovery Institute, the education policy think tank where I'm a staff attorney, and its local ally seek to introduce creationism, quote-unquote, and, quote-unquote, religion in the science classroom. And you'll hear that this would cripple science education in the state if it weren't for the certainty that the law, if passed, would first be struck down as unconstitutional. I know you'll hear these things because that is always what opponents of academic freedom say when the issue comes before state lawmakers. What's the truth? Discovery and innovation in scientific and other fields depend on academic freedom. And that is why at Purdue University, the local university in Lafayette, Indiana, the staff handbook promises professors, quote, freedom of scientific inquiry, end quote, to, quote, acquaint their students with the various sides of controversial subjects within their fields of subject matter competency, end quote. The need for critical thinking and discernment in science, however, does not begin at the university level. At the latest, it begins when students are first exposed to scientific controversies in high school biology class. And that is why Discovery Institute recommends to reform-minded school districts and lawmakers an academic freedom policy for responsible, limited use in the high school setting. Such a policy, protecting teachers who introduce cutting-edge science, and not religion, in their teaching may come up for a vote by Indiana lawmakers in 2013. If the law passes, Indiana would join other states that have taken legislative action to guarantee academic freedom in public schools. In 2008, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal signed into law a bill based on Discovery Institute's model academic freedom bill. In 2012, Tennessee likewise enacted a law based on Discovery Institute's model bill. Would academic freedom be good for Hoosier teachers and students? This, in part, is what the Journal and Courier's Dave Bangert wanted to know recently when he called me on the phone. In his subsequent article on Mike Pence's legislative priorities, Bangert worried that an academic freedom bill would be a, quote, culture war distraction, end quote, to the governor-elect who promised during his campaign to grow private sector employment, attract investment to critical industries, cut state income tax rate, and further education reform. Bangert wrung his hands over claims that teaching the scientific controversy over Darwinian evolution is a way to inject religion into science class. But what, again, is the truth? Discovery Institute's academic freedom bill and the state laws that it has inspired do not authorize a departure from science into non-science, religious or otherwise. To make that perfectly clear, Tennessee's academic freedom law reads, in part, that the law, quote, only protects the teaching of scientific information and shall not be construed to promote any religious or non-religious doctrine, end quote. So, if a Tennessee teacher teaches biblical creationism in science class, Tennessee's law would provide no shelter against a legal challenge. And that's why laws based on Discovery Institute's model bill have generated no successful legal challenge, nor will they. Responsible academic freedom bills are about fostering critical inquiry in those public institutions of learning that most require it, for the good of students and their future careers. And that's something all Hoosiers can get behind. This has been Joshua Youngkin for ID the Future. Thank you for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.